to my podcast, World Through a Poem's Eye, in conjunction with my website, marilynonaroll.wordpress.com, where you'll find the poems I talk about and the scripts for these podcasts. Ugh, reading the news again. I turn away. I can't turn away. I turn away. Reading the newspaper on my computer screen, sometimes I catch a glimpse of something on the screen. Startled, I say, wait, what am I looking at? Is that a double image in that photo from some war front? No, it's me, in reflection on the screen. A trick of light and angle. I'm in it. Of it. And not, it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with me. What do I do with it all? How to respond? I'm sure we all feel a little of that. I hope we do. Anyway, that sort of cognitive dissonance makes me think of this unforgettable poem by Yusuf Komunyakaa called Facing It. Although it's of a specific place and experience, I think it's exactly what I've been feeling, this sense of being outside and inside the world, part of and apart. Confusing things for other things, being with actual people and with ghosts, in it, of it. Facing It, Yusuf Komunyakaa. My black face fades, hiding inside the black granite. I said I wouldn't, damn it, no tears. I'm stone, I'm flesh. My clouded reflection eyes me like a bird of prey, the profile of night slanted against morning. I turn this way, the stone lets me go. I turn that way, I'm inside the Vietnam Veterans Memorial again, depending on the light to make a difference. I go down the 58,022 names, half expecting to find my own in letters like smoke. I touch the name Andrew Johnson. I see the booby trap's white flash. Names shimmer on a woman's blouse, but when she walks away, the names stay on the wall. Brush strokes flash, a red bird's wings cutting across my stare. The sky, a plane in the sky. A white vet's image floats closer to me. Then his pale eyes look through mine. I'm a window. He's lost his right arm inside the stone. In the black mirror, a woman's trying to erase names. No, she's brushing a boy's hair. Yusuf Komunyakaa's Facing It. That final gesture, oof. The hand sweeping the names, no, brushing the child's hair. As if, the speaker perhaps imagines, to keep that child's name from the list of names. As if to erase all the death in this one gesture of care, of tending, of love. That's the only thing I can come back to amid all this terrible news, that taking care of what I can take care of, to the extent that I can and do take care. Remember what Mary Oliver said? To let the small animal of your body love what it loves. To love what I love and make it broad what I love. Make it as wide as the world.